From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wadeel. A bill meant to weaken labor unions in Missouri is headed to Governor Eric Greitens. As Marshall Griffin reports, the measure would ban a key tool in contract agreements.
They're called Project Labor Agreements, or PLAs, contracts between labor unions and local governments to build large projects such as sports stadiums and school buildings. Any non-unionized companies that take part in PLAs must pay their workers union wages. GOP House member Rob Vescovo of Jefferson County calls the practice, quote, legalized extortion.
Now you could perform work on these jobs without being forced into a union and pay dues for something you'll never get back.
But opponents argued it will deny local governments the right to make their own spending decisions when it comes to major projects. The bill is the second anti-union measure sent to Greitens, who is expected to sign it much like he did with Right to Work earlier this year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The University of Missouri's Columbia campus has announced revised policies related to protests, with the changes coming nearly 2 years after protests throughout the campus over racial concerns. The new policy announced yesterday limits camping that became common during the fall 2015 protests, but also allows for chalking as a way to express thoughts and ideas. The university says the policy includes a commitment to protecting the rights of expression, assembly, protest, and dissent. New U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue hopes to quell the fears of farmers who worry that President Trump could pull out of the NAFTA trade deal. As Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports, Perdue made the case in Kansas City.
Just 3 days into the job, Perdue was explaining a turnaround by President Trump when the new ag secretary stopped into one of Kansas City's USDA offices. After long promising to dump the North American Free Trade Agreement, Trump now says he'll renegotiate the treaty with Mexico and Canada. Perdue says Trump's earlier statements were part of his deal making.
But he also has to send a signal to Canada and Mexico, and to Congress as well, frankly, that he's serious about renegotiating NAFTA.
Canada and Mexico are top trading partners for U.S. farm goods grown here in the Midwest. I'm Peggy Lowe.
The Missouri Senate has passed a school choice bill that would create education savings accounts for students with disabilities, foster children, and children with parents in the military. The legislation passed by a 20-12 vote yesterday. It now moves on to the House. The bill would create a tax credit program that parents of children with special needs could use to pay for educational expenses, such as private school tuition, online classes, and homeschooling. And finally, Missouri House members want more information on how much money the state is paying in lawsuit settlements and judgments. House members voted 150-1 yesterday to pass legislation to require the Attorney General and Administration Commissioner to update lawmakers and others monthly on state legal expenses. Carter Wadeel, KBIA News, Columbia.